This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
We're going to close the show with thank yous momentarily. We'll tell you about BetMGM. We'll tell you about BetQL, NBA and hockey bets. But Ken, first, with the four matches coming up tomorrow, let's reiterate, what are your bets for Wednesday in the World Cup?
Sure. So I'll just go kind of like in chronological order. So in the 10 a.m. window, don't have a lot. France, Tunisia, need to see kind of like what is France going to do here, just like motivation-wise, starting 11-wise, don't need the match whatsoever. So it's tough to bet into that market knowing that. The market's moved like Tunisia's a little valuable because we don't know what France is going to do. Don't really have any bets there. Kind of agree with that market movement. Denmark, Australia, -1, minus like 25, I think on Denmark is okay. Obviously need 3 points, coming second out of the group, obviously is their most likely outcome. Think they can get it. They're so much better than Australia. Maybe they can find it, put it together. So if I had to bet the early window, maybe Denmark -1, but don't love either match. That would be my favorite bet of the two. In the two afternoon matches, second halves will be going on while we're on the air. I mean, look, like I will be rooting for Argentina big time just because I think it's so much more fun. Of course it is. But like they're 1.5 basically, or 1 and you have to lay a ton of juice. And I think that's fine. And I agree with that. I think Argentina is really likely to win. So I don't really want to bet that. Do really like the under in Mexico and Saudi Arabia. Now, maybe this becomes like some kind of stupid match where it's like two terrible teams and things get open and like mistakes are made. We've seen a couple of games in the tournament already that have reflected that. But Mexico might be the worst team in the field. And Saudi Arabia hasn't shown you a lot on offense since the like most surprising shot of all time on the goal to beat Argentina, like the wonder strike of all time, basically. So I do like the under. It's also 2.5. I kind of can't believe that. So under 2.5 in Mexico, Saudi Arabia, like the one bet for tomorrow. And then also kind of like Denmark -1 would be the only other thing.
All right, I'll be on three bets for tomorrow. I'll bet Argentina to win 2-0 against Poland, +110. Denmark -1, -125 against Australia. And I'll back Ken on the Saudi Arabia, Mexico, under 2.5. So three bets for me coming up on a wonderful football Wednesday in the great world of soccer.